A cold front and developing area of low pressure are located to our southeast. That whole system is pushing to the east, allowing for drier air to filter in from the north. As a result, any showers that linger will come to an end through the next couple of hours, and then we'll see some clearing first across the north country, and then as that drier air filters in behind that storm system, we will see that clearing line work, at least that partial clearing line work, from north to south overnight. A bit of a breeze is kicking up as well late this afternoon, and we'll have a breeze through at least the first half of the night as that low-pressure area deepens to our southeast. Temperatures tonight will be on the cool side, basically seasonably cool, as we fall back to around the freezing mark across much of the area. Across the higher elevations, some of those spots will drop off into the 20s. And we're looking ahead to a nice autumn day tomorrow. We're looking for a blend of clouds and sunshine. It will be a bit on the breezy side, but not especially gusty. And our temperatures tomorrow will be right around 50 degrees, which is right about seasonable or normal for this time of year. Moving into tomorrow night, temperatures will be a little bit milder than they will be tonight as a warm front comes by. We'll have temperatures fall back to around 40 degrees, which is quite mild for the nighttime for this time of year. And then as we go into the day on Friday, we'll have another front drop into our area from the north. And this one has a bigger push of cold air behind it, though there's not a lot of moisture projected with this front as it comes by. So on Friday, we'll have clouds mixed with probably some breaks of sunshine, and there is the chance for at least some showers. The best chance for showers will be in areas north and west of Albany, but as that front comes through our area from north to south, it will tend to dry up. So from the capital region on south, we may see little or no rainfall on Friday. It will be on the gusty side Friday. As that front comes by, temperatures will be in the 40s and 50s, but that's going to be followed by a much colder night and day on Saturday. So Saturday, we'll have temperatures only in the neighborhood of 40 degrees, which is below normal for this time of year. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, any lingering showers will end, partial clearing, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, any lingering showers will end, partial clearing, low 30 to 35. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, with highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Region-wide on Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, windy, highs in the 40s and 50s, and on Saturday, mostly sunny, windy, and cooler, with highs in the 30s to lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.